Hello and welcome to episode 21 of Capes and Junk. I am your host, as always, John Lucero. Joining me, as always, is my co-host, Michael Hughes. Michael, say hello to the people.
I'm already giggling. We haven't even started yet.
Oh yeah, we're just a couple funny guys that do say funny things off air, and then they don't get recorded.
For the best in this particular encounter.
Yeah. Joining us for episode 21, as they have for several other episodes before this, are our lovely wives, my wife Kirsten.
Hello.
And Michael's wife, Kristen.
Hello.
I have to make sure to say it clearly every time. Yeah. So they are joining us again, Michael, for what reason?
This is part two of our Disney roll call. This time we're doing the Disney villains Legion of Doom to counteract our Disney heroes Avengers.
Yep, we're pitting the DC's Legion of Doom versus Marvel's Avengers. We realized it was like that and didn't care. So yeah, that's far as that went.
The way I see it is they're just placeholder names anyway, because this is the their drought of Marvel and DC stuff for us. So even though it's Avengers and Legion of Doom, they're just placeholder names. We say that you instantly know what we're referring
exactly.
to.
Exactly. 100%.
It's like saying Metroidvania.
Yeah.
It might be a stupid name, but people know what you mean when you say it.
Yes.
Jason.
Yeah, Jason really hates it. I prefer exploratory platformer. I think Metroidvania does not bother me like it does him.
Yeah.
Okay, but before we can get deeper into this discussion and giving our picks for each one, Michael, we have to have Disney identities that are not copywritten. So we have to, you know, come up with our own. And yes, and if you had listened to our Power Rangers episode, our Shattered Grid episode, you'll know that we started using a little ChatGPT every now and then. And Michael came up with a prompt for this particular episode. What is that prompt, Michael?
Well, first of all, with the Power Rangers one, I realized that we were making ChatGPT do all the heavy lifting, because this was originally concept was to make us do some improv and get kind of loose at the start of the episode, and we just made them do everything. We just read it. So this time, we're doing, can you give me an alliterative name where the first word is an adjective of some kind and the second word is an animal of some kind, and make it sound like a Disney character?
Yes.
So that'll spit out a two-word name, and then we kind of have to just give a sentence or two about what our character is.
Yeah, and if you listen to the Power Rangers episode and the one after this, because we recorded that one before this one, you'll know that it basically gave us an entire background with a Zord and even a catchphrase. So all right, let's see if I can I'll try and go first here. I'm not very confident in my improv for this specific topic, but let's see how we do. It's ChatGPT thinking. It gave me two. Sure, how about Sleek Serpent or Mystic Monkey?
Good alliteration.
Yes, good alliteration. I don't know about the Disney-ness of these two characters.
No.
Mystic Monkey. Oh man, Michael, I don't know about this one.
There's a whole Kim Possible villain that's basically that.
I mean, I want to be like Mojo Jojo, but that's not Disney. I have Disney's Mojo Jojo. So like instead of my brain, I just have a really long head, because that's, you know, it's appropriate that way. And
instead of science, it's magic.
Yeah, I zap people with sugar spice, everything nice, and Chemical X all at the same time. Oh, yeah. Powerpuff Girls is a good show, Michael.
It's quite good. We'll cover it someday.
Yeah, we will.
In some capacity.
All right, not my best work.
let me give it a go.
Yeah.
Again, I got Mystic Mouse or Enchanted Elephant. What's all the magic stuff? The Disney magic.
Yeah, it's that Disney magic.
I'm gonna go with Enchanted Elephant. All I can think of is when Genie turns Abu into an elephant during Aladdin.
How about Dumbo? Yeah, isn't he an enchanted elephant? I guess he just I guess he just flies.
He's not enchanted.
Yeah,
it's not magic. It's just his physique.
It's just nature.
It's nature.
Nature over nurture.
Nature. Yes.
All right, Kirsten, are you ready?
I'm as ready as I'll ever be.
So hopefully, you can read the screen from where you're at.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Okay, so it gave me Sneaky Serpent. Was that yours?
It was Mist. Something Serpent. Sleek Serpent. Okay. Yeah.
Or Swift Sparrow. Oh, I like that one. I like that one a lot. So I'm going to go with Swift Sparrow. I am a big Taylor Swift fan. So that's the first thing that came to mind.
It's not where my mom is at all, but this checks out a lot.
Okay. So yes, if you guys don't know, the Eras Tour is now filming on Disney Plus. So Disney has the copyright for that whole film. So for Swift Sparrow, Disney owns Taylor Swift. Yes, confirmed.
Yeah.
Swift Sparrow. Yeah, I'm just a bird who likes to dress up in all of the Taylor Swift eras and just saying to people. Not necessarily a good singing.
Yeah, just sing.
Just singing.
Against their will. You're singing at them against their will.
Just in the tune, though, because sparrows cannot talk.
All right, Kristen, hit me with your two different names and pick one.
Ooh.
Oh, she's got one.
Oh, it's confident.
Sapphire Swan.
I kind of like that.
Yeah. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm a blue swan, apparently.
I'm a blue duck from Billy Madison.
The end. I'm a blue swan. The end.
Yeah.
I feel like we should be making our own Mega Man X game with this stuff.
Oh, yeah, Sapphire Swan. I guess Silver Swan is a Wonder Woman villain-esque character. Yeah.
You got a good one.
She's upset. She's in love with Wonder Woman up to the point of dangerous obsession. So
nice.
Yeah. All right, Michael. For this episode, we are bringing back Roll Call. Can you remind people what Roll Call is specifically?
Where did I put that?
Or at least our setup for this episode, at least.
Yeah. Apparently, I deleted my little spiel at the beginning. It's basically taking one intellectual property and transposing it over another intellectual property. In this case, we are taking Disney villains and filling the roles that we have set forth for the Disney Legion of Doom. We have the leader, the brains, the muscle, the sneak, the fighter, the wild card, and the mascot.
Which, if you listen to the first episode, you'll be familiar with. It is the same categories, just with now evil. So, all right. Did I go first? I actually don't remember who went first last time. That was a long time ago. I'll start us off here with the leader. I also went with a runner-up for each category like I did last time, just for my own personal choice. Hades is my leader. I think he's naturally charismatic. And he's a god, so that's also, you know, that's a plus. I don't think the leader has to be the smartest one. I think he just has to, you know, be able to inspire villainy. And I think as a face of the organization, I just think Hades makes the most sense. My runner up was Radigan from Great Mouse Detective, which might be a bit of a surprise pick for some. I just think he also has some similar traits, as well as a ruthless side. He literally has a cat he feeds mice to, in that like he kills characters in The Great Mouse Detective. So he's willing to do what it takes to get the evil job done. So
call him a rat.
Yeah.
Yep.
So Kristen, would you mind giving us your leader?
So I actually picked Horvath from The Sorcerer's Apprentice.
Okay.
The live action with Nicolas Cage.
Okay, specifically the live. Okay.
Yeah. Well, that's yeah.
Yeah.
I love that movie, first of all, but Horvath was smart enough to study under Merlin, so he's absolutely ruthless. So he has no qualms about, you know, murdering children or all that fun stuff, which, you know.
Yeah.
Evil people.
We want to kill children.
He knows how to execute his plans, and he's really good at getting others to do his dirty work for him.
I like it. Good pick. Michael, how about yourself?
And he was already Doc Ock before, so.
Yes, you were.
My leader is John Silver from Treasure Planet, because I had to sneak that in somewhere.
I knew you'd pick one. Mm-hmm. I feel like he's borderline, though, Michael. I just feel like...
Yeah. I mean, he leads the evil pirate crew for most of the movie, and he doesn't have his heel turn into, or his face turn until the end.
Good use of that.
Yeah, I knew you'd appreciate that.
Yeah.
Plus, he's a cyborg. He's got all those gadgets and wizards on his arm. So
yeah, great character. When
push comes to shove, he can hold his own too.
He definitely was considered. I thought I was like, he's kind of like not a villain by the end, though. He's just like a criminal, you know. And so that's but doesn't make you an immediate bad guy.
He still fits the role of antagonist.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, absolutely. I like the pick. Kirsten.
Hello.
Who is your leader?
So for my leader, it shows how connected you and I are, John, because I also picked Hades, the Lord of the Underworld. I felt like he was a strong contender.
Yes.
It's hard to... I mean, I feel like he could have fit in so many other roles as well, which made him a strong choice for my leader pick.
Yeah, I think he's just a good all-arounder, you know, with the charm. And it's like, all we have to do is get him out of that that endless pit of despair he's trapped in. So,
Cerberus?
So I guess we'll go reverse order here. Kirsten, give us your brains as well.
So for the brains, I did a little nod to my friends, Michael and Kristen. I picked Dr. Heinz Doofenshmirtz from Phineas and Ferb. Just in the show, he gets confronted with a problem, no matter how minuscule, and immediately goes to work making things, making machinery that fixes the problems. His plans do get thwarted by a platypus, but... Not taking that into consideration, he's very, very smart. And with a good team backing him, he would have more than enough capability to take down a little mammal.
Yeah.
His adventures do work.
Yeah.
All right, Michael, what do you got?
For my brains, I have Yzma from Emperor's New Groove.
Good choice, good
choice. She's got her secret lab where she makes all of her potions. It turns people into animals, so I mean, she's got some kind of brains up there, even if she's 100 years old. But I think the animal thing, I consider her for my sneak for that same reason, but I think she fits the brains pretty well.
Yeah, I think that's a better spot for her. All right, Kristen, who do you got for your brains?
I picked Xanatos from Gargoyles.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah. So he's super rich, so he can actually enact his own plans, but he actually is smart enough. He makes a lot of the machinery and designs and everything himself, and most of the time they actually work. And he's really charming. He runs his business in a way that the shady stuff doesn't come back to him, so everyone thinks he's this very, you know, it's like Lex Luthor, basically.
He also has a really sick gargoyle robot suit that's really cool.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. And then he's the one that figured out, spoiler alert, he's the one that figured out how to break the curse on the gargoyles that no one else had been able to do. So he's very, very intelligent.
Compelling argument.
I would assume he's voiced by Tim Curry just because he looks like Tim Curry's character in Scooby-Doo and the Witch's Ghost.
I think I do feel like it is a mistake not having him voiced by Tim Curry, but you know, it's a great character. That his robot suit is so cool.
He's one of my favorite characters of like a Disney show in general.
Yeah, I need to rewatch Gargoyles. It's been too long.
Yes,
I've never seen it. I'm gonna have to do something for it sometime.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, I will give my brains here. I got Maleficent. I just feel like she's incredibly conniving. And also, she turns into a dragon, so that's like double. She's covering like two bases there at that point. So I think her and Hades as a duo, basically the leader brains duo, I think they would work really well together. My second one, I was mostly just trying to figure out a spot for her. I put Ursula. I couldn't quite think of a wild card maybe, but I just kind of wanted to get her in there. I think she's also a good schemer. I mean, she tricks Ariel into just giving her into her voice, which is come on, Ariel, come on.
Spoilers for our Discord read of the people's list that posted on there, Jesse's friend Morgan has Ursula as her brains as well.
See, I'm not the only one. There we go. And I'll do the muscle as well. I'll bring it back around. We'll do muscle. I have Teka from Moana, because not Tafiti, Teka. The bad one, the volcano, the living volcano, basically. I just think, like, I mean, it's a volcano.
Oh, that's a
good pick. That is a good pick.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that.
And then, because I had to get him in here as well, my runner-up was Kronk, just because he also could be a sneak. Also could be a sneak, you know, he's he's very stealthy. So, did love Kronk, you know, so I had to give him a shout-out. And Kirsten, what do you got?
So mine is a little bit non-conventional. I picked for my muscle category Maleficent. Specifically because she can turn
into a dragon.
And I mean, what's stronger than a mythological creature if not a dragon?
Yeah. Excellent.
So yeah, her human form couldn't really pass in the muscle category, but definitely the dragon.
I think she has like magic though, right? Also, isn't she like
Yes.
I feel like that could like also I guess that'd be more like a fighter, but I think it's still like she's not useless in her other form. She's actually quite formidable.
Yes.
Michael, what do you got?
It's funny, I almost put Tamatoa as my muscle, also from Moana.
Oh, okay.
But talk about shapeshifters, I have Murloc from the DuckTales movie.
Okay.
Christopher Lloyd's big dog character who's got a talisman that lets him shapeshift into any animal. Probably includes dragon, I would think. We don't actually see it in the movie. See a griffin and a bug.
Yeah. Kirsten, you might not know, Michael is obsessed with shape-shifting characters and most things. So if something shape-shifts, Michael's all about it.
I'm not done yet with those. Yeah.
Sorry.
I got a theme.
If video game, movie, show, whatever, if it's shape-shifts, he's into it. Yeah.
That's fair.
I don't blame him. All right, Kristen, hit me with your muscle.
I went with Chernabog from Fantasia because he is basically a big, muscly, scary demon, and he's based on a Norse god.
I want to see him fight the Ka.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be good.
He's basically just evil. There's evil nothing incarnate. redeeming. He's just a big, scary, muscle demon.
I do have Chernabog as my mascot. So that's just makes me feel like he just really, you know, he embodies evil. So, all right, who's your sneak, Kristen?
Speaking of shapeshifting, I picked Madame Mim from Merlin.
Okay.
Her powers rival Merlin, so she's super strong. She can turn invisible, she can teleport, and she can shapeshift into various animals. And she's basically so, her downfall is she's so sure of herself and her. She's basically very cocky, and sure of herself and her power, and she basically shows very little fear in dire situations, so she's not going to be, like, second-guessing herself. She's just going to be like, well, nope, I'm going to win, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You want a confident, sneaky person.
Yeah.
All right, Michael, who's your sneak, and why are they shape-shifting?
Funnily enough, in Disney comics back in the day, my character was often seen as a roommate to Madame Mim. It is Magica Dispel, also from DuckTales.
Okay.
Who basically has all the same powers. She's got telekinesis flight, hypnotizing, animal shapeshifting, and she's got a sentient shadow.
Ooh, like, I always love that.
Yeah, like Dr. Facilier, who almost landed this role for the same thing.
Okay, he's the Princess and the Frog, is that
Princess
him?
Princess and the Frog, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And Magica, especially in like the 2018 DuckTales series, is quite the powerhouse. So she can double as a fighter if she need be.
I always love a shadow power. Like in Naruto, there's Shikamaru is one of the best characters. He can possess people with his shadow. And then in My Hero, there's a character who's like has a sentient shadow as well that he fights with. Yeah.
Have you played Aragami?
The bird guy. What the hell's his name? I have not played Aragami. I know what it is though. Yeah. Or Aragami 2.
Yeah.
Shadow
Ninja.
I can't remember what My Hero's character's name is, but I know Dark Shadow is the name of the shadow.
Yeah.
Kirsten, who is your sneak?
So my sneak, I had to fit my favorite movie's villain, which is Ursula.
Yeah.
So I chose Ursula. She does have at least some shape-shifting into human capabilities by transforming into Vanessa. She has magical abilities. So I imagine if she needed to, she would be able to sneak shapeshift, transform, whatever she needed to.
Yeah.
I mean, she nearly won, so yeah. I agree with you.
Yeah, she was the queen of the ocean for part of the movie. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's and then she did get popped with that boat though, so that's
yeah. I mean,
yeah.
She didn't need to get all big.
Yeah, that was her downfall. Yeah. getting all big. she would have stayed normal. She would have been just fine. Yeah,
she would have stayed regular size. The boat didn't stand a chance.
Yeah. All right. For my sneak, I have Jafar, who also shapeshifts and it also eventually becomes a genie. Yeah. If we want to go with like every movie, so I think that's I feel like he's like would definitely be the Starscream of the group and just definitely try to betray Hades all the time. So I feel like that really fits.
I mean, that's just gonna be all of them. Like yeah. that's why villain teams never work because they're always trying to one up each other.
Yeah. There's a lot of fun stuff with that in the Harley Quinn show that they do. I do like that's one of the good bits with that. And then my other sneak, this was the last second one. And I felt like it'd be a little different. Oogie Boogie from Nightmare Before Christmas. Ooh. Yeah, he's the boogeyman, and he literally you never really see him until it's too late. You know, until he eats you. He has some servants do his work for him who are also sneaky and also weird. So they've got the power of weird on their side.
Shock and barrel.
Yep. For fighter, because I have all the I have on my team, I have a dragon, a god, and a genie. You know, I needed a little like hand to hand, like more on the ground. So that was Shan Yu from Mulan. You know, he's essentially Genghis Khan more or less. I mean, yeah, more or less. So, and he's built. You know, he's got a threatening demeanor, and he only gets taken out by a firework. So, I mean, you know, what are the odds of that happening in most situations? Yeah. So,
was it the firework or was it the avalanche?
He survived an avalanche, which is pretty fucking hardcore. So you know this guy. My runner-up was because I have to mention my favorite movie, Fox and the Hound, was the gnarly bear from Fox and the Hound because that bear is really fucked up looking. I think it'd be really threatening to have that bear come after you. It's also bigger than any bear I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. the scale is insane. So yeah, I think the gnarly bear, Fox and the Hound, would be a good fighter. All right, Kirsten, who is your fighter? Yes.
For my fighter, I picked Scar from The Lion King. Mm. It's a literal lion, and yeah. I don't know how comparable a human would be able to fight up against a lion hand to paw,
yeah.
But I feel like lions contain some brute strength, so I went with Scar.
Good choice. I like it. Yeah, Scar has to be on the team. He's on mine as well. We'll get to that
popular pick in the Discord too.
Yeah, I mean everyone. I mean Scar is one of the most popular Disney villains in general. So that mm-hmm. Michael, who do you got?
For fighter, bring it back to Genie Jafar.
Okay. Okay.
Can manipulate reality. Can teleport. Has telekinesis, elemental control, and manipulation. And I would imagine he could probably shapeshift into animals if he really wanted to.
I think he can turn into a snake. Can he?
He does that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's when he's the sorcerer, though. I mean.
Oh, yeah, so yeah, specifically the genie, I guess. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
I think he probably shapeshifts into whatever he wants with the genie, so I guess that's all, you know.
Sure, sure would work, too. Either Jafar, as long as it's not normal Jafar, because he's just weird.
Yeah, because he's just a weird, freaky
the
old
staff and...
Yeah. It's a freaky, weird old guy. yeah. Kristen, who is your fighter?
Hades was actually my fighter.
Okay, very nice. Good choice.
And one of my reasons is because he's a god. He has fire powers, but he also has lots of minions he can summon to help him fight.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's a good choice. Yeah, you gotta have the minions. Now, the minions, they do kind of suck. Yeah, let's be real. Like,
Pain and Panic.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, Pain and Panic. Not the most effective pair. But yeah.
Like, the Hydra the Minotaur and all those other ones are still... Things that he, I assume, like, summons, so...
Yeah.
Plus Cerberus.
Yeah, as long as Herc was never on a roll, I think he'd have a good chance in any fight.
You know how to beat the Hydra.
Yes.
jump up on Hydra's back.
Yeah.
I'm gonna bring in Kingdom Hearts anyway, because his fight in that is usually a pain.
Yeah.
But
it didn't seem like it'd be very fun. It was Kristen. Who is your wild card?
My wild card was Dr. Facilier from Princess and the Frog. He's got voodoo powers. He's a con man, so he's really good at talking people into things or talking himself out of things. And his shadow is kind of its own thing, so he's got that secondary option of like keeping people in place and stuff like that. I think it's pretty neat.
Plus, he's voiced by Keith David.
Oh yes, Keith David's always.
Wow, that's cool. I haven't seen that movie, so
it's so good.
I like his design. I know what he looks like. Yeah.
Weirdly enough, it actually looks like Keith David a little.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess you're right. He does kind of look like Keith David a little.
Yeah.
Michael, who is your wild card?
Because I'm not done talking about duck-based cartoons, I've got Nega Duck from Darkwing Duck.
Okay. Ooh, I almost picked Nega Duck.
I almost had him as my leader, but I kind of think I should have now, because looking at the rest of mine, having Silver...
Your duck-based team.
My duck-based team. And Jafar.
Yeah.
Nega Duck doesn't have any powers on his own, but he seems to, like, be able to manifest weapons. He'll just pull a chainsaw from behind his cape, or guns, or flamethrowers, or whatever.
He's got a
very sadistic and destructive nature, which I think fits a team like this quite well.
Yep, good choice.
Sapphire Swan needs to be on his team.
Negaduck and Sapphire Swan. All right, Kirsten, who is your wild card?
For my wild card, I slipped Jafar in here for all of the aforementioned reasons that you guys gave. I felt like he is pretty diverse for being still just a guy.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, he was just a guy.
That's a weird dude.
Yeah.
The weird old dude. Weird old pervert.
Yeah.
Really.
My wild card was Scar, because I had to get Scar in there, and I feel like he is a bit of a wild card. You never know what you're going to get with that guy and his Nazi hyena army. and I feel like he'd also be one to definitely a high on the will betray you list on the team. So yeah,
he will fight for power and authority.
Yes, absolutely. Other wild card, Cruella de Vil. She's obsessed to the point of she literally gets run over by a train chasing down puppies because she wants them to be a coat. So when she sets her mind on something, she goes for it. You know, and
dedication.
Yeah, she got a great theme song too, and that's fun for any character. My mascot I mentioned earlier was Chernabog. I thought that was funny as the mascot be the most powerful character on the team. And my runner up was Lucifer from Cinderella, the cat, the mean cat from Cinderella, the mean old cat from Cinderella that had the name of Satan. So.
Yeah,
I thought, you know, good mascot. I could see Hades petting Lucifer on his chair while sitting around their Legion of Doom table. So, all right, Kirsten, who is your mascot?
So for my mascot, I picked Devil Kronk.
Okay, Devil Kronk. I love it.
That's a great choice.
Oh, that's really good. Okay,
he would be comedic relief for the team, and. I mean, he's cute.
I love him. I love Devil Kronk. Oh, man. That's
reason
good.
Number two. Look what I can do.
You argue with that. It's so compelling.
No, he's got a point.
He even convinced the Angel Kronk. That's how good he is.
That's so good. All right, Michael, who is your mascot?
My mascot is Doris from Meet the Robinsons. She is a quote-unquote helper hat that is invented, but she kind of gains sentience and uses all of her little gizmos and gadgets to take over as much as she can. We see later in the movie, she can basically make duplicates of herself that take control of people.
Okay, that's pretty good.
It's pretty good. She's pretty menacing for not having dialogue or anything.
That is pretty threatening for literally not saying a word.
Right. You never know what she's gonna do.
Yeah, I can't read her. All right, Kristen, who is your mascot?
My mascot was actually Dr. Doofenshmirtz.
Nice. Okay.
He, like I mentioned earlier, he is very intelligent. Most of his adventures work, but he's very goofy, and I think the rest of my team probably won't take him very seriously. They'll probably use him once in a while for his smarts and his ability to build things, and then just be like, you're just kind of there for when we have use for you. And plus, he's funny, and I like
it. It would basically just be the Marvel crossover episode where the Masters of Evil don't take him seriously. Use them for their own purpose.
And it's good because then their enemies don't take him seriously, and they've got this little, you know, up their sleeve thing. It's like, they can help out with things.
And he's also a good dad. Who doesn't want a good dad?
Who doesn't want to be the mascot and be a good example for fatherhood?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And the Legion of Doom is nothing if not pro-parent, pro-good parenting.
Weirdly enough, some of the ones on mine are.
All right, guys. And now it comes to the meeting of the minds to make our ideal Legion of Doom from what we've gathered so far.
Yes.
All right. For leader, is anyone? I know we have two. I think we have two Hades for leader already.
You want to go through them?
Yeah. Go through who? Wait.
It's everyone announces off what they had, just like a refresher for the audience.
Yes. For leader, I have Hades.
Hades.
Michael
Silver.
Yep.
I had Horvath.
Horvath. Okay. All good choices.
I can definitely lean towards Hades.
Mm-hmm.
I do. I don't think
Silver is a very good leader for a supervillain team.
No, because he definitely he betrays his supervillain team in Treasure Planet. So that's a good point.
Yeah, and I think Horvath would be too focused on what he wants to do to actually effectively lead anything.
That's good.
Plus, he's made of bugs in one scene, so I have to download.
That's true.
All right, for brains, I have Maleficent. Kirsten?
Dr. Doofenshmirtz.
Michael?
Yzma.
And Xanatos.
Xanatos.
I really like Kristen's argument. Xanatos. I feel like that was really good.
Yeah, Xanatos is just cool.
Yeah.
Xanatos.
Yeah.
He would be a good leader, too. He's basically Lex Luthor, like you said.
I kind of waver between making him the leader, but then I realize he made a really good brain, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Yeah. Yeah, also he can hold his own in the fight because he has a fucking awesome robot gargoyle suit.
Literally can hold his own in a battle is one of the notes I had for him.
Yeah. All right, for muscle, I had Tekka. Kirsten.
Maleficent.
Michael.
Murloc.
I had Chernabog.
Ooh.
All good picks.
I liked your argument for Tekka. I mean, Tekka? It's you're literally fighting against Mother Nature at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there is there's the risk of them turning into Tafiti, right? Like they're the same character, aren't they?
Yeah, they just got the heart away.
Yeah, so it has a risk. I don't know what Chernabog's weakness is, other than maybe he can't leave the mountain he's in. I have no idea. which would be a big one. I don't, you know.
I would think that their base is somewhere on Tekka, so they can just like travel.
Oh yeah, good. That's good. Yeah, kind of like the Turtle Island in Power Rangers Wild Force, right, Michael?
Or the third Aladdin movie.
Yes, yes, which is pretty good.
Yeah, better than that's any right to be.
Yes. Good reference, by the way. I knew exactly what you meant. nice. All right, for Sneak, I have Jafar. Kirsten.
Ursula.
Michael.
Magicka Dispel.
Kristen.
And Madam Mim.
I like Michael's.
Michael's, yeah. Michael had a really impassioned.
Yeah.
She's pretty menacing.
Yeah, she is. She's one of the more evil characters on the show. Like
Magicka Dispel.
I don't think she has
Dispel,
much
right?
anything
yeah.
redeeming about her.
Yeah.
She's the main antagonist for the first season of the reboot.
All right.
She's surprisingly successful. I don't know.
Yeah, she almost wins at the end.
If it wasn't for those meddling kids. all right, for fighter, I had Sean Yu, Kirsten.
Scar.
Michael.
Jafar.
Kristen.
Hades.
Hades is out.
Michael, what was yours again? Say it one more time.
Genie Jafar.
Ooh, that's a good one. That is a good one.
Hmm.
What was John's again?
Sean Yu is mine.
Oh yeah, I honestly, Sean Yu is great.
Did we pick Milan as our fighter in the heroes?
I think so.
I think we did.
That would be very fitting to pit them against each other.
Oh man, you no one wants to pick the bear from Fox and the Hound.
No,
no one's okay. All right, you know, sure, I get it. You know, it's
Gnarly Bear wouldn't fit on a nameplate.
Gnarly Bear. That could have been one. What if that was one of our
generated names?
Yeah, Gnarly Bear. Yeah, that'd have been good. All right, we got Sean Yu. All right, wild card. I had Scar. Kirsten.
Jafar.
Michael.
Negaduck.
Ooh. Kristen.
And Dr. Facilier.
Oh, a lot of good choices. A lot of good choices. Maybe Negaduck? I don't know.
I feel like Jafar was mentioned so many in so many other categories.
That's a good point. Jafar has been.
For that fact alone, he could be a wild card.
Yeah, that's a good point. All right, Jafar, it is. Mascot, I had Chernabog.
Devil Kronk.
Doris.
And Dr. Doofensmirtz.
Ooh. Devil Kronk is really funny.
Yes, it's really good.
Yeah.
I have to agree.
Yeah, that was so I was so unexpected.
Is he evil enough to
That's true.
He kind of does. He's just a little asshole. Not really evil, I guess.
Just going around poking people. This benchmark. It's like, what a dick.
Doofenshmirtz. Yeah. And then Michael, yours was
Doris.
Doris. That's a good one. I do like Doris.
Yeah.
I also kind of went against what I said in the first iteration of this Disney character lineup. Where I said I like my mascots to be all walk and no talk.
Yeah.
So I do like the Doris pick specifically because mascots generally don't speak.
That's very true.
Yes. Also, yeah, it's like you can't read that hat, you know, you have no idea what the hat's thinking. All right. Our official Disney Legion of Doom team that no one can change ever, and this is official for everyone, is the leader, Hades, the brains, Xanatos from Gargoyles, Muscle, Teka from Moana, Hades from Hercules, Sneak, Magica Dispel from DuckTales, Fighter, Sean Yu from Mulan, Wildcard, Jafar from Aladdin, and the mascot, Doris from Meet the Robinsons.
It's a good team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, very, very good mix of characters. We've got all the representation. We've got women, we've got hat, we've got
our gender.
Women in hat.
Yes.
Oh my god, that's that meme. The cups at Target. It's like him, her, and then cool hat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. All right. This was fun. This was good teams. I'm gonna say my favorite of our guys' picks was Devil Kronk. That was my favorite. That was my favorite unexpected pick. All right, now going to our Discord server. Let's see who we've got here. We've got three. We got Jesse Manessa, our co-host on Summer School, and also some of the behind the scenes stuff for the site. And Jesse's friend Morgan, though, we'll go first with her. Leader Hades, good choice. Brains, Ursula, Muscle, the Titans from Hercules. That seems a little cheating, but
I couldn't have Phineas and Ferb last time.
Yeah,
whole group of people.
Yeah, that's literally several Titans. Sneak, Maleficent's Raven. Okay. I like how specific that is. I do. Fighter, Sean Yu, good choice. Wild card, Yzma, okay, I like that. Mascot, Bartok, if we count Anastasia.
Great choice.
Hyenas, if we don't count Anastasia.
Hyenas?
Yeah, from The Lion King. Yeah.
I love Bartok.
Maleficent's Raven is named Diablo.
To be fair, though, I think we said specifically original Disney, so I don't think Bartok would count, but he's a good choice. I like Bartok.
That is a good choice. Also, they said they feel very confident that this team will be formidable, but also bring an element of humor to evil doings and just have fun, which is the most important thing.
I just want to see Yzma and Hades argue.
Yeah.
Oh, with man. Ed laughing in the background.
Oh my god. That'd be good. That'd be so good. Jesse Obando, one of our co-hosts, her list, Leader, Cruella de Vil from 101 Dalmatians, Brains, Mother Gothel from Tangled, mm-hmm. which I'm surprised neither of you mentioned. I thought that was...
really do much on her own. Yeah. She's definitely a good Brains character because she's a conniving.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the only thing she really does is take advantage of a little girl, which I don't feel like it really meets the criteria that we're looking for.
That's fair. I just know it's one of their favorite movies. It's
definitely a good character.
All right. Muscle, Gaston from Beauty and the Beast. Sneak, Flotsam and Jetsam from The Little Mermaid.
I love it.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
As long as you pair Ursula with them.
Yeah.
I mean, she utilizes them mm-hmm. for the crystal ball. Yeah, that's a good choice. Yeah. Good shout.
Fighter, Scar from Lion King. Wild card, the Queen of Hearts from Alice in Wonderland. And that's mascot. Iago from Aladdin.
Was she going for a pun there? Hold on.
Oh my god, she did.
The Queen of Hearts.
For a wild card, she picked Queen of Hearts. Yeah. I think she had to have been. She listens to before she posts them, so she'll be able to let us know. Mascot Iago from Aladdin, who I also consider for the mascot.
I figured someone was going to pick it somewhere.
Gilbert Godfrey. Vanessa Cahill, our other co-host, and the person who makes the site. Leader, Ursula from Little Mermaid.
Woo!
The Brains, Yzma, Emperor's New Groove.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, couple shout-outs for Yzma there, and Brains. Muscle, Shan Yu from Mulan. Sneak, Jafar from Aladdin. Fighter, Scar from Lion King. Wildcard, Dr. Facilier, Princess in the Front. There was a typo there, which I realized before I said it, but still wanted to read it because I thought it was because I'm mean. and mascot, Maleficent. I think that's a little insulting to Maleficent, personally.
Specifically in her dragon form, I guess.
Yeah. Appreciate the teams there and the participation. This was fun doing both of these.
Are we going to ask the burning question of which team would win if they went head to head?
God, I didn't say our villains, I didn't say the other team. Probably this team. This team has gods on it. I don't think the team had Hercules.
My team versus my hero team. Yeah. I have Scrooge McDuck, Phineas, Bolt, Vanellope von Sweets, Kim Possible, Mary Poppins, and Morph. I don't think they stood.
Yeah, Morph made it. I know Maui made it for the sneak, which was an excellent choice. I remember that. Yeah. Curse into that one.
Hercules made the fighter.
Yeah, Hercules is either fighter or muscle.
I think Basil was the brains.
Yes, Basil was the brains. Who was our leader?
The wild card was Genie, I want to say.
Yeah, that sounds right. And our leader.
Did we go with Scrooge? I don't remember.
I think we did go with Scrooge. I think we did go with Scrooge.
That would be a good fight. I would like to see that.
It would be. I still think the villains would win.
Yeah.
Maybe we can ask ChatGPT.
We put the team down. Which of these would win, ChatGPT?
And why?
Yeah. Sure. How about Sneaky Serpent as Swiss Pharaoh? And then, thank you, ChatGPT. I think the villains would win. It's being evil is just more fun, you know.
Depends.
You have less rules.
Yeah, yeah.
Less moral compass.
Yeah, they'd be like, "Oh, I don't want to kill him." And they'd be like, "I want to kill you," and then they kill them.
Because I was just thinking, like, the heroes could probably work together pretty well. I don't know if the villains could work together.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah, that's why I think their downfall.
Yeah, that is a good point. That happens in a lot of fiction where the villains. Get the upper hand, usually a supervillain team bands together, get the upper hand, and then they start infighting, and then that's what gives the heroes a chance to pay them back. I mean, the Sinister Six all the time.
Negaduck recruits all the Darkwing's villains and then steals all their powers.
Yeah.
I think there's an argument for both.
Yeah. So we're choosing to remain neutral, which is the most fun thing to do.
I love that.
People love indecision. I still my vote's still villains. All right. For the next episode, Michael, what are we doing?
Hey, we're doing our first Games of Future Past video where we video episode.
We did a video for this one.
We could have, because we played five different Power Rangers games for the Super Nintendo and Genesis. So
yeah, and they were all really good. Every single one of them was great.
For the person that didn't play any of them.
So by the time you're hearing this episode, I think Buffy will be on Angel episode 7 on Summer School. I think that's where we'll be around there. So, that or iRobot Eugene, one of those two.
It would be whichever one just came out this week, because this goes up next week.
This goes a week after.
Oh, no. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, this goes up the week after.
Space time.
Yeah, space time. and also that episode, the Power Rangers episode, we've already done. So
we're really confusing ourselves.
Yeah.
I love Roll Call.
Yeah, this has been very fun.
We have a handful of other potentials that are different than this. It's not just heroes and villains and Avengers and stuff. I think our next one's probably going to be, I think I won John over with my most recent idea of getting people to wield the different Infinity Gems or the Green Lantern rings or the Lantern rings. So we might be pitting Marvel versus DC against each other again very, very soon.
Yeah, that's we're almost to the end of our first 6 months of no Marvel to DC. So we'll be getting back to them.
Stay tuned for the end of the next episode to hear us talk about what we're doing in May, because it's a little different. Yeah.
And it's a pun, so surprise, surprise. Well, yeah. All right, guys. Unless anyone else has anything else to add about these teams, I also want to say thank you to our lovely wives for joining us yet again.
Of course.
Always a pleasure. Always fun.
Really.
And I guess until then, later, everyone.
Bye.
Enchanted Elephant signing out.